Hi, this is Scott.
Hi, I'm looking to speak with William.
This is Scott Murray.
Excuse me?
This is Scott Murray. May I ask who's calling?
Yes, my name is George. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. Would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably,
yes,
or a 50-50 chance?
Definitely, definitely.
And thank you for taking my call. What is your age?
Shortly, I'll be 70.
Okay. So what do you want me to mark down for you, 60 or 75 or?
You should put 70.
Okay.
You have a range?
Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. 0 means that you're not extremely motivated to vote. And you can choose any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you again. Regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the direction the country is headed?
Satisfied.
And which of the following issue are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Please pick two. Here's the first one. Protecting our democracy and freedoms, crime and violence. Immigration and border security, climate change and environmental issues, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, gun regulation and reform, improving K-12 public school education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, inflation, and the economy or health care cost.
Protecting democracy.
And what would be your second choice?
The economy.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
And thank you again for your patience. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And how often do you say you experience race, cis, or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often. Often, not too often, or not at all?
Not too often.
And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life?
Never.
Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in the country?
The same.
Now, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you're very favorable. 0 means you're unfavorable. 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold, and you may use any number between 0 and 100. Here's the first one.
I'm sorry, can you ask me that again? Somebody interrupted me.
Sure. I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you're very favorable, 0 means you're unfavorable, 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold, and you may use any number between 0 and 100. Here's the first one. Donald Trump from 0 to 100, how do you rate your feelings towards him?
0.
Kamala Harris.
75.
Joe Biden.
90.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Not really familiar, so I'll say 50.
The Democratic Party.
65.
Ron DeSantis.
10.
The NAACP.
80.
Taylor Swift.
50.
And thank you again for your patience. I know that it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalists in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
I'm very worried.
I would like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Here's the first one. A racist against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Strongly disagree.
Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Strongly agree.
Sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Strongly agree.
We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech.
Somewhat agree.
And thank you again for your patience. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me if you agree with statement A or statement B the most. Here's the first one. Statement A says parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our schools' libraries can carry. Statement B says our schools must teach multiple points of view and ban books both limited children's access to new ideas and marginalize people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more, statement A or statement B?
Can you read statement B again, please?
Sure. Our schools must teach multiple points of view and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalize peoples whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBT+.
I agree more with statement B.
Okay. The following says, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree that this is being undermined or under threat. A 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Freedom to protest the police or government. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
2.
The other one says, a police that threat everyone the same.
Say that again, please.
Police that treat everyone the same.
3.
The right to bear arms.
Give me the premise again on the rating system, if you would.
Sure. 10 means
10 is I agree fully with it. 5 is somewhat, and 0 is I don't agree at all. Is that correct?
No. 0 means you do not agree. It is being threatened or undermined at all. 10 means that you strong. Excuse me?
I understand now. Okay, so 0 for the right to bear arms.
Okay. Oh, this other one here says ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
Seven.
Immigration to this country.
6.
Equal economic opportunities for all.
8.
A commitment to Christian ideas.
2.
And we are starting to wrap this up. Thank you again for your patience. I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you somewhat agree. 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Now, here's the first one. Over the last 5 years, as stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10, what do you choose for this statement?
10.
This other one says, America's democratic institutions have come under several attacks in the last 5 years. Even our voting rights are being challenged. In some states, our rights and freedom are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we do not fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10, what do you choose for this statement?
10.
Sometimes over a course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again. Rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November, using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning you're extremely motivated. 0 meaning you're not motivated at all to vote.
10.
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
In thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every week.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your patience and your participation. Enjoy your night, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.